disturbing story out of Northern Ireland over the weekend. Dissident nationalists shot dead two soldiers in a British Army barracks on Saturday night. And all of a sudden, the so-called troubles between Northern Ireland and Britain and Ireland are all back in the news. Here's Prime Minister Gordon Brown of the UK.
No murderer will be able to derail a peace process that is the support of the vast majority of the people of Northern Ireland. And we will step up our efforts to make the peace process one that lasts and endures.
Can this latest incident provide enough repercussions and ripples to derail the peace process or at least set it back? Joining us now is Colette Hume, who's BBC correspondent in Northern Ireland. She joins us from County Antrim. Colette, first of all, what are the latest details on what we know about the incident that took place Saturday night?
Well, let me first of all tell you that just as I'm standing here outside the barracks, people are laying floral tributes. And all through this morning here, people have been laying flowers and wreaths for the two young men who have died in this attack. Now, earlier this morning, we heard from the commanding officer here who said that what had happened was this, that on Saturday evening at around 20 past 9 GMT, the local pizza place took a call from soldiers based here at the barracks. They were just hours away from going to deploy to Afghanistan, to Helmand province, and they wanted to have one last pizza with their friends before they left the barracks to catch a flight over to Afghanistan. That pizza, in fact, two pizzas, were separately delivered by guys from Domino's Pizzas at just before 10 o'clock. As they pulled up to the barracks where I'm standing talking to you now, a car which was following them came to a halt, and at least two gunmen got out. And they basically used an automatic weapon to shoot repeatedly at a group of four soldiers. And indeed, they also attacked the two pizza delivery men. Now, as we now know, two of those soldiers were killed in the attack. Two others were very, very badly injured. And just to give you an idea of the ferocity of that attack, it is now Monday morning here in Northern Ireland, and there is still a pool of blood just outside the barracks, and there are bullet holes in the walls of the sentry post. More than 40 shots were fired in total.
Oh, that's a remarkably vivid and brutal scene. A group calling itself the Real IRA claimed responsibility. Where might they have come from, and what do they represent?
Okay, well, they are a dissident group of Republicans who split from the IRA that many people will know about from their campaign of violence and terror right through the 70s to the 90s. Now, this splinter group did not want to get involved in the peace process. They didn't want to take part in the democratic process, and they split off. They're a very disorganized gang of people, but they are showing increasingly that they are able to deploy and able to carry out attacks with deadly accuracy. I think probably the attack that that many people in the U.S. will perhaps remember is the Omar bombing back in 1998, when 29 people in a market town in Northern Ireland were killed, including a woman who was pregnant with twins. That was a bomb attack carried out by the Real IRA. Now, they have been known more for targeting business premises and shops and industry in the recent past. But they are changing tack. Just a few weeks ago, when I was here in Northern Ireland, the police and the security services defused a 300-pound car bomb in a place called Castlewellan, which is about 35, 40 kilometres from Belfast. And, of course, now the Real IRA, this small dissident group, have claimed responsibility for this attack. And they say they were simply attacking soldiers who, as far as they are concerned, are occupying the north of Ireland.
And Colette, when you think about the fact that the Prime Minister, the UK Prime Minister Gordon Brown, came to Northern Ireland to try to address this, you know, does the UK, does Britain specifically have a lot of leverage in this situation, or not so much?
Has a great deal of leverage. I think there are a couple of important points to make about the fact that the Prime Minister comes here, is that he is sending out a very clear signal, first of all, that the London government is totally united with the government here in Northern Ireland in condemning these attacks. It's a show of support. And also on a very personal and intimate level, Gordon Brown here this morning met many members of staff here at the barracks and indeed some of the soldiers who were involved in what happened late on Saturday night. Now, Gordon Brown will also be having a series of meetings today with the First Minister of Northern Ireland, the Democratic Unionist Party, Party President Peter Robinson. He'll also be meeting the former IRA member Martin McGuinness, who is the Deputy First Minister here in Northern Ireland, and there'll be a series of talks about what happened.
That was Colette Hume, BBC correspondent in Northern Ireland, reporting there quite vividly from the Massarine Barracks in County Antrim in Northern Ireland, which was the scene of a brutal shooting on Saturday night, where two soldiers were gunned down by members of the Real IRA, a group that is focusing on military targets. To what end? Concessions from Britain or destabilization of Northern Ireland? We do not know. Thank you very much.